Sam might have had an idea for a topic, but he had to meet someone. So I'll share an experience of what happened on MFT. Okay, so I had this wild brother who was my captain. You might have heard the name Lee Shapiro, because he became famous. He died as a martyr, actually. He did a story in Nicaragua, and he also did a story in Afghanistan while the Russians were fighting in Afghanistan. And so a helicopter came down, a gunboat, and they shot him on the ground, and they got his film and destroyed it. But anyway, long before that time, he was my MFT captain. And he's a wild brother, anyway. So we're supposed to go to Montana, so he knows that it's cold there. So he buys all these brothers these heavy boots. And they were, you know, it takes a long time to break them in. I ended up, because of those boots, I ended up with a hairline fracture in my left foot.
Wow.
So my foot's swelling, I don't know why. We go to the doctor, he finally takes a magnification, blows it up, and finds this hairline fracture in my foot because of these boots my silly captain bought, you know. So then the commander has me come to Los Angeles, and he wants me to build a granarium factory. And I don't know if you know what the granariums are. I have one at home. I'm going to take a picture of that and put it on the site. It'll go along with this story. There's a little plastic boxes, and in the bottom is this grain, and then there's a eucalyptus branch, and straw flowers, and a little quail. So, and then, you know, so nice little design. And these granariums, then the brothers and sisters carry them in boxes and go out and sell them, right? So because I can't sell, because I have a cast on my leg, so then he has me start this granarium factory. And this was a time when all these brothers and sisters were living at our seminary, but they were just kind of squatting there. And Father chased them all out and sent them all over the country. And these are the members who were struggling and couldn't fundraise and whatever. So these were the people that were sent to me to create this granarium factory. My commander, Mr. Yono, so he shows me one. Make these, you know. So I got to do the research. I got to find where to find the plastic boxes and the grain and the eucalyptus and the straw flowers and the little quails that we put in them, you know. So I find all these and I start the factory. And, you know, these brothers and sisters, they're just like, they get up and walk out and you got to chase them down the street. You know, come on back. And I put on like father's speech or something like that, you know, so it's kind of somber. And Mr. Yono would come in, he'd take that up and he'd put on Korean rock and roll, you know. It really changed the whole atmosphere of this granarium factory. But, you know, so, yeah. That's just a little story, and that's kind of like the stories we're looking for. These little stories like that.